If you missed it, this is courtesy of Adam Schefter. Quote, if Monday night's game is played in Mexico City, a strong number of Rams and Chiefs players are considering not playing in the game due to the messy surface per sources. Quote, it's not fair to risk our health, one prominent player said. Very curious to know if that was a Chiefs or a Rams player. I think in this, the Rams have way more power than the Chiefs do because the Rams are the home team. I saw a tweet today from, I think his name is Sam Fisher. He works for the LA Times. That the rule is if you're going to play a game internationally, that the home team has to keep their stadium open in case of an emergency.
Yeah.
So you can't book a concert. You can't book something. You have to have the stadium available in case you can't play the game where it was originally scheduled. You can just move it back to it. If this isn't an emergency, then what is an emergency?
Yeah.
The surface doesn't appear to be playable. Prominent players on both sides. This isn't just the Chiefs saying, hey, disadvantage, disadvantage, let's move the game. From Adam Schefter, who you obviously have to trust, says both sides, they don't want to play. People on both sides don't want to go down to Mexico and don't want to play this game. Then this game should be played at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. It's a Rams home game anyway. I'm coming to this point with the NFL, and you can correct me if you think I'm wrong on this. The only reason this game will be played in Mexico is due to the financial gain for the NFL. That's the only reason at this point this game will be played in Mexico City. You can't tell me another reason this game would be played in Mexico other than financial gain for the league.
Yeah, they're trying to build the brand. I agree with you. They're trying to build their brand and get it outside the United States as much as possible. And you got a team from Southern California playing in Mexico City. You know, I mean, you see what happens with the Dallas Cowboys playing Mexico City. It's a madhouse down there. Ton of Cowboys fans in Mexico. They want some Rams fans down there. They got a team at L.A. now. They got two of them. They got the Rams. They want them in Mexico City to build a fan base. You're right. You're 100% right. It's about building the brand. It's about doing it for the Shield. It's not about the players. If the NFL plays this game down there, they're making a huge mistake.
Speck, if you can, and I can tweet this out because I'm very, very curious to hear this. These are two different texts to the Protein House Eat With The Purpose text line. I'm curious which one Chiefs fans would rather have. First text, I don't want our players hurt, but I also don't want the game moved to Los Angeles. This is quite the screw-up by the NFL. That is very, very honest. Another text is, why don't they just put the Chiefs and Rams on a bye week? I'm curious what Chiefs fans would rather have. Would you rather have them use this week as a bye week and then try to play the game in Mexico City next week? Or just move the game to Los Angeles and keep your bye week intact? Because the Chiefs will have a bye week after this game. So next Sunday or next Monday or next Thursday, the Chiefs do not play a game. I would be in favor of just moving the game. It's a road game.
Yeah.
Just move this game to Los Angeles. It's a road game. It should be a road game for the Los Angeles Rams. I wouldn't want to move my bye where it is. The Chiefs, as currently would be, and the Rams, they would have the latest bye week in the NFL. Bye weeks are done after next week. I would want to keep that. The advantage of having a bye that late in the season is a really big coup for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs and the Rams would likely get a bye heading into the playoffs. But, man, I wouldn't want to adjust my schedule. I wouldn't want to move things if I was either side. Make a decision by the end of business today. Let's play this game in Los Angeles. And let's just get it out of the way. It was a fun experiment to try to play this game in Mexico City, but let's just get it out of the way. To me, you're not adjusting the schedule to then play the game in Mexico City. No, move the game to Los Angeles. I'd be really curious to know in a poll what Chiefs fans would say.
Yeah, I think there's more to it, though, than that, C-Dot. And I'm not talking about the NFL and its money and building its brand and trying to play abroad and do all that stuff, okay? There's more to it. You're talking about Monday Night Football. You're talking about TV. You're talking about revenue. You're also talking about logistics for, I have no idea how many people the Chiefs, send on a roadie. I'm guessing it's probably close to 100. You got 53 players, you got staff, I don't know if there's family. I don't know what's going on, but I'm guessing you're rolling 100 deep. So where are you going to put them in L.A.? So you got to figure that out. I can't imagine it's really easy to go find some place to house 100 people and do it in, 4 days? I think that's going to be difficult to do. Television for it, all of that stuff, tickets, all of these things factor into this thing too. I'm with you. And that's, I would rather play it this week. I want to stay on schedule. I want to stay on what I've planned for. I want to do all this stuff because you also have to think that players and families and other things, they've got other stuff going on during a bye week. I mean, the logistical ripple effect that this can have if they have to move this game isn't as simple as just saying play it in Los Angeles. I'm with you, though. If they're going to play this game, play it this week and play it in L.A., I just think it's a lot more complicated than just say let's play it there because there's nothing going on in that stadium.
I'm not denying that, but we see teams be flexible during games all the time. I mean, in the playoffs, you don't know who you're going to play, and they put these things together in a short amount of time. Like how the playoffs work, you don't 100% know where you're going to be. You could be in Pittsburgh, could be in New England, could be in Jacksonville. You don't know, and teams seem to put it together on a short amount of time every single year. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing, but I was reading a Monday Morning Quarterback, and the Rams, they've had someone, their specific job is to accommodate in these kind of situations. I'm not saying it's not going to take a scramble. Dire times call for desperate measures, but you got to go out there and do this. I'm saying is from a strategic standpoint and preserving the football schedule, I think it is much better for the Chiefs to just go ahead and play this game next week and play it on the road than then try to then still roll the dice with the field next week in Mexico City and then play the game next week. I'd much rather them just play in Los Angeles.
Me too. Stay on schedule. Then you got a bye week. And then you got to go out to Oakland next week. You got a nice little bye week. You've been planning on it. Everything's going smooth for the Chiefs right now. You're 9-1. Let's keep things going. Let's keep doing what you're doing. Stay on the schedule and do it that way. The worst thing about this, we're talking about a freaking field in Mexico right now instead of talking about two great teams. And you can't tell me that that's not – I mean, obviously it is based on what Adam Schefter just tweeted. And we can read that tweet for you again. I mean, Adam Schefter basically say there's players on both sides, prominent players on both sides, that say they don't want to play this game. So now instead of preparation for this game, that is officially a distraction now. Would we agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
It's officially a distraction. We always have a disagreement on the show about what actually is a distraction or not. This is a distraction to the players, to the franchises, to the coaches, to the NFL, to everybody, to the fans, to TV, everybody. So you're right. This thing needs to get figured out by the end of business today. I'm not waiting till Wednesday to figure out if we're going to put a game on in Mexico on Monday. They got to figure this thing out today so they can plan for it. I'm with you. Keep it on schedule, if at all humanly possible, and put the game in L.A. The last thing you want is you got enough variables, enough crazy stuff that happens in pro sports. You don't need one more because the league can't get their stuff figured out.
Spectre, which one would you vote for if you had to pick? Would you vote for, these are the two options, move the game from Mexico City to Los Angeles and play the game as scheduled on Monday, just in a different location, or announce today, Chiefs and Rams have a bye week. We will play the game in Mexico City next Monday night or next Sunday because I don't know the Monday night schedule. I don't know how that would work. But bye week this week, play the game in Mexico next week, or move the game to Los Angeles and play it as scheduled this Monday night.
I want my bye in week 12. I want my bye at the end of the season as late as possible, because if you're going to have a first round bye, you give relatively restful players a bye week in week 12, a bye week in week 17, hopefully, and then hopefully a first-round bye. You know what that means for defensive players? You know what that means for guys like Laurent Duvernay-Tardif trying to get back? That is incredibly important. 3 weeks rest in the final 10 weeks of the season gives the Chiefs a big advantage health-wise going into the playoffs.
There's two things on the text line I want to get to. Text line 69306 on the Protein House Eat with the Purpose text line. How can the players say this without seeing the field for themselves? Maybe this is a poor analogy. We work in radio. I don't have to go to the location to know if the phone line's going to work or not. Someone normally tells me that knows. Like, we normally send somebody out on remote, and then they test the phone line to then tell me, hey, it's not good. You don't need to go there. Let's do the remote here at the station. I'm going to guess that the billion-dollar company that the Kansas City Chiefs are, they've sent someone to Mexico City to be honest and report back, hey, this isn't good. Hey, I've been looking at this for the last 24 hours, last 48 hours, last 72 hours. I don't think it's going to be safe for the players to play on. So I don't think that Patrick Mahomes has to go down there and run on the field to get a good understanding and the information necessary to make a decision on, should I play in this?
No, you're right. If somebody gets hurt in this game, C-Dot, because they went ahead and played this game when they shouldn't have, I can't imagine if the Rams or the Chiefs lose a player, a prominent player, an important player that is going to have an impact in the playoffs or potentially the Super Bowl, and it happens because they decided to play this game, there's not a whole hell of a lot the Chiefs can do about it, right? What, are you going to yell at the league? You going to get mad at the commish? Nothing you can do about it. The NFL needs to do the right thing and move this thing to L.A. right now.
Another text right now on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. A lot of people are bringing up the bye week component for the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid has been a really good coach after the bye. I know you guys disagree. I think that the Chiefs spent a lot of time, I would say as much time preparing for Los Angeles as they spent last week preparing for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
I think when you know you got a team like that, similar to when you have playoff games where maybe everybody is not focused on the current game you have in the playoffs, and you got Brad Childress from last year looking ahead to possible opponents. I think the Chiefs have been preparing for the Los Angeles Rams. They didn't just start this week when it came to the Rams. I think they've been preparing for the Rams because they knew, you know, Patriots were right there, can't afford to lose that game in the tiebreaker. Maybe that's a game that can decide if you get the one seed. I'm not saying that they had all hands on deck to get ready for the Rams, and I'm not saying they wouldn't be more prepared coming off a bye week, because certainly you get more time and everybody's undivided attention on one game is. The Chiefs have been preparing for the Rams. It didn't just start after the Cardinals game.
Yeah, and I think they do that for every week, though, C-Dot.
Agreed.
You've got advanced scouts for everything. I mean, you're looking ahead 1 and 2 weeks, so once you get done with that game, you've got something you can look at, and you're ready to roll for the next game. So, they've been looking ahead to this game for a while. I mean, but just like the same way they're looking ahead to the Raiders game after the bye week. They're doing the same thing. I don't know what the answer is on this, to be honest with you. I know what I want to happen. I want my players to be as safe as possible. You know, I want to put them in the best possible place to not get injured. And Mexico City's not that place on that field right now. Again, what makes it a little bit more difficult is it's not just throwing turf down and rolling out some sod. It's a little bit more complicated than that. We talked to George Toma earlier, the turf doctor, lives here in Kansas City, was the head of the grounds crew at Kauffman Stadium at Arrowhead for years. He's done all 52 Super Bowls. You know, it's a combination of grass and artificial grass mixed together. It's the same thing they had at Wembley Stadium. And for whatever reason, it's not taken in Mexico City. They had a bunch of soccer games and a bunch of concerts, and it looks like somebody's backyard that's got about 4 Rottweilers. I mean, that's what the stadium field looks like, and they're trying to fix it right now. So they've got to make the decision today. If they're going to play this game this week, they've got to make the decision today.